Hey everyone, it's Brooklyn Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things modern stoicism. Ever feel like social media is a pressure cooker? You scroll through perfectly curated lives comparing yourself and wondering why your reality doesn't look as Instagrammable. Trust me, I get it. That constant comparison game can seriously mess with our heads. But what if we could flip the script? What if we could use social media in a way that actually serves us instead of constantly feeling like we're falling behind? Today, we're diving deep into how to navigate social media with self-awareness and intention, turning those digital feeds from anxiety triggers into tools for growth. Now, I'm not saying ditch your favorite platforms altogether, that's a recipe for missing out on all the good stuff. But let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can completely change how you approach social media. First up, awareness is everything. Before you scroll mindlessly, ask yourself, why am I reaching for my phone? Am I genuinely interested in connecting with people, or am I just seeking validation? Recognizing those underlying motivations helps us make conscious choices about our online behavior. Think of it like checking the ingredients list before you indulge in a treat. You'd be surprised what hidden stuff might be lurking in there. Next, curate your feed intentionally. You have control over who and what you consume. And follow accounts that leave you feeling inadequate or drained. Instead, seek out content that inspires, educates, and makes you feel good. Remember, social media should be a source of positivity, not negativity. Imagine your feed like a garden you wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? Number 3. Limit your time. Seriously, put some boundaries in place. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them. You'd be amazed at how much more you can accomplish when you are not constantly glued to your screen. Think of it like this: every minute you spend scrolling is a minute you could be investing in something truly meaningful. Now, let's talk about engagement. Instead of just passively consuming content, actively participate in conversations that resonate with you. Share your thoughts, ask questions, and build genuine connections. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool for building community. Let's use it wisely. Finally, don't forget to log off in live life. Don't let social media become the only reality you experience. Step away from the screen and engage with the world around you. Go for a walk, connect with loved ones in person, or pursue your passions. Remember, real life is happening outside those screens. Don't miss out. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're scrolling through social media, bombarded by images of seemingly perfect vacations, lavish meals, and effortless lifestyles. You start feeling that familiar pang of envy, thinking, why isn't my life like that? Then, you remember our chat today. You take a deep breath, log off, and decide to spend the afternoon hiking in nature with your dog, something that genuinely brings you joy. D. That's self-awareness and intention in action. It's about shifting from reactive scrolling to conscious engagement, choosing what fuels your soul and leaving behind the digital noise that doesn't serve you. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to wield it with intention and create a positive experience for ourselves. So, as you head out into your day, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of your motivations, curate your feed intentionally, limit your time, engage authentically, and most importantly, log off in live life. Alright folks, that's a wrap for today. I hope this episode left you feeling empowered to navigate social media with self-awareness and intention. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on our social channels. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay intentional, and most importantly, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.